This podcast is sponsored by the book Eat Meat or Don't by Bo Bennett, PhD. Explore the critical thinking behind our dietary choices and discover the moral arguments for and against eating meat. Available now at sentiocentrism.com.
Navigating the nutritional and ethical debate on meat eating. Explore the pros and cons of eating meat, nutritional facts, ethical considerations, and emerging alternatives like clean meat in this casual discussion. The nutritional debate on meat eating. What's the real story? Hey, so I was chatting with a friend the other day about one of those hot topics that never seems to get old, the whole debate around eating meat. You know, whether it's really necessary, healthy, or even ethical. It's one of those conversations where everyone seems to have a strong opinion, and for good reason. There are plenty of arguments for and against eating meat, and today, I want to break it down in a casual way, like we're just sitting on the couch having a real talk. So first off, let's talk nutrition. Meat has been a staple for a lot of cultures for centuries, and it's packed with nutrients. It's a great source of high-quality protein, iron, B vitamins like B12, and essential fats. For many people, especially those who don't eat a lot of variety of foods, meat can be an important way to get these nutrients efficiently. On the flip side, plant-based diets have gotten a lot of attention lately, and rightly so. They're rich in fiber, antioxidants, and tend to be lower in saturated fat, which can be beneficial for heart health. But some folks worry about getting enough protein or certain nutrients like B12, which is primarily found in animal products. That's why a lot of people are choosing either carefully planned vegetarian or vegan diets, or even flexing their eating habits occasionally. Now, wrapping nutrition and ethics into one discussion is where things get even more interesting. The concept of sentiocentrism comes into play here. It's basically the idea that we should give moral consideration to any being capable of sentience, that is, the ability to feel pleasure and pain. This viewpoint brings a new layer to the conversation around ethical eating. When you consider how animals feel and suffer, it forces some people to rethink the traditional justifications for meat consumption. But then there's what many call clean meat or cultured meat. This is lab-grown meat that doesn't involve raising and slaughtering animals. It's a fascinating middle ground that might address both nutritional needs and ethical concerns. Imagine enjoying a burger that's biologically meat, but without the ethical baggage or environmental toll. It's not widely available yet, but it's definitely something to watch. So, what about the downsides of eating meat? Well, there's the health angle. Excessive red and processed meat consumption has been linked to certain diseases. Then there's the environmental footprint, which can be significant depending on farming practices. And of course, the ethical questions, which some find hard to reconcile with their values. Conversely, completely cutting out meat isn't necessarily a magic bullet either. Some people struggle with nutrient deficiencies or find plant-based diets less satisfying, which can impact their overall well-being. Plus, there are cultural and social aspects that make meat eating an ingrained part of life for many communities. If you're curious to learn more about this complex, multi-layered topic, both the arguments for and against eating meat, a good resource is the book Eat Meat or Don't. It navigates through the nutritional facts, ethical debates, and even the environmental concerns with a balanced eye. Whether you're a meat lover, a plant-based enthusiast, or just someone trying to figure out what's best for your health and the planet, it's worth exploring all sides of the discussion. Ethical eating isn't just about what ends up on your plate. It's about understanding the bigger picture, including sentience and sustainability. So next time you're wondering whether to have that steak or the veggie burger, remember, it's about more than just taste or tradition. It's a conversation that touches on nutrition, ethics, and the future of food. And if you want a thoughtful guide on where this debate stands today, check out Eat Meat or Don't. It's a really accessible way to get informed without feeling overwhelmed. All right, I'll leave you with that. It's a tricky question, but definitely an important one to think about.